Hello, welcome to the Around the World podcast. I am your host, Riley Harmon, and today we have a guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Half a day. My name is Cole Barringer.
Let's see, so you're from Guam, am I correct on that?
Yes. I was born there and I lived there for about 16 years.
Could you tell us, about Guam? How's the weather there?
Well, it's mostly tropical, kind of like Hawaii. I would say maybe a little more humid, though. Hot all year round.
I've been to Hawaii. It was pretty humid there. Hawaii had a lot of rain. Did Guam ever get that much rain?
Well, Guam has sort of a dry and wet season. And the wet season kind of lasts for around 3 to 4 months, I think. So that's primarily when it's rainy.
If it's, 3 to 4 months of kind of rainy-ish weather, do the other months still get rain, or is it just
yeah, they still get rain.
Is it heavy rain, or is it light, little bits of rain here and there?
It can kind of depend, really. It sometimes rains really heavy and sometimes really light. Most of the time it's light, though.
So it's sort of differentiates depending on the day kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah.
Let's see, when I was in Hawaii, it always rained, every morning. Is it
Yeah, the rain in Guam is kind of just instantaneous. It just pops out of nowhere.
It's just there and then it's not?
Yep.
So what does the sunnier weather look like? Is it just how hot do you think it gets?
Well, it usually stays around 80 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty much all year round. The problem, though, gets when it's humid, of course.
Oh, yeah,
the humidity just adds to that.
It's going to feel a lot hotter than 80.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of weather, are there specific, food that is, different depending on the season?
Not really. From my experience, the food normally stays the same all year round in parties. Guam actually likes to host a ton of parties. It's sort of a family tradition that I see a lot.
I always thought, because the fish move around a lot, you'd think the fish would be a little bit different, but same all year round?
I think the fish would just really depend on the family and what their tastes are, really. The family also uses tons of sauces and it really just ranges from family to family.
What food do you think is typically common in Guam?
Well, the most common, I would say, is definitely rice.
Rice, and I'm guessing fish is somewhere nearby?
Fish is somewhere nearby, as well as pork. A lot of barbecue as well. But mostly, I know that red rice and lumpia is very popular due to the cultural influences.
Yeah, I don't know much about rice specifically, but I didn't think pork would be a very big popular thing on an island, considering there's not much room for livestock.
Yeah, pork is very common. They sort of like to bake a whole pig, and a lot of people just love that at the parties.
Wait, so are pigs natural there, or do you have to import them?
Well, I'm not sure how they quite do it. I'm just there for the food. But I think that they do catch some wild pigs here and there. They might hunt some.
So it sounds like they're pretty naturally occurring. They're just like a wild island pig or something.
When I was living back at my old house, we occasionally got a few wild boars here and there.
Okay, yeah, so they sound fairly natural occurring. Is there any difference in the way we speak? Is there any sayings you don't use here in America that you haven't heard?
Well, the most popular saying was probably my opening greeting here. It's half a day, which sort of means hello or what's up. And another popular word is sizu usmaasi, which is thank you in Chamorro.
Oh, okay. That's the native tribe there, right?
Yes, native tribe and language.
Are you a part of that, or are you just... live there?
No. It's just a really common thing around there to say.
I'm guessing because a lot of them are still located there, that would make sense.
Yes. Most of the time, people speak English, though.
Is there any, like, different, like, dialects, like the difference between, like, a southern accent? Or is it mostly
not really. I haven't really noticed anybody speaking differently there. It's just kind of... English has taken priority over most of the languages in Guam.
How about in comparison to America? Is the accent any different?
I would say yes.
I haven't
because of,
noticed it much from you, but is there any like specific things you've noticed?
No, I haven't really noticed any differences.
You moved from Guam to America after living there most of your life, correct?
Yep.
What were your like first experiences in America?
Well, my first experience was renovating our new house, which was an absolute pain.
Were you doing that by yourself, or were you doing it with anybody?
Well, I was doing it with some help from my dad, but for the basement area, it was mostly by myself.
What was different about America from Guam?
Definitely the humidity. It's a lot less humid, and I basically need to put on lotion on my arms every single day. Which kind of gets annoying.
Why do you have to put lotion on your arms every day? Is it like your skin's so used to the humidity, or?
Yeah, my skin's pretty used to humidity over in Guam.
Ah, so it's probably your skin reacting to it and fracturing up a bit?
Mm-hmm.
What were some other changes that you noticed?
Well, other than the humidity, I would say the temperature over here. It's a lot cooler, which I really enjoy, since I kind of like colder climates over hotter, like in Guam.
We are in the northwest, so I imagine if you move south a bit, it would definitely get hotter.
Yeah, I've been to California and Death Valley as well. That was not fun.
I've been to Texas quite a few times, actually, and I've learned that even in, like, the middle of winter, Texas is still probably, like, 60 lowest.
Well, in the middle of winter in Guam, it's 80, so...
Yeah, Texas stays fairly warm. But also, during, like, the summer, if you visit Texas, it is boiling hot. I remember seeing a video in, like, Arizona, where, like, it was so hot during the summer that the trash cans on, like, the side of the road actually just melted.
No way. Combusting trash cans? I gotta see that someday.
It's surprisingly interesting. I've also been to Alaska, and while I don't remember it very well, I do remember there being a lot of snow.
Yeah, Alaska's one of my hot spots whenever I go traveling, since my half-brother lives there. I only visit during the summer, though, so not really any snow.
Oh, yeah. And since you lived on an island for the majority of the early parts of your life, what was your first reaction to snow?
Well, I think I first experienced snow when I was a toddler. I forget where, but I had a lot of fun with snow. Probably the same as any toddler's first experience with snow.
Like, was this on Guam, or was this, like, elsewhere?
It was elsewhere. It might have been somewhere in Japan, or... Yeah.
Somewhere where snow is a little bit more common. Yeah. So, you travel a lot, don't you?
Pretty much my entire life I've been traveling. Since I was 3, I probably.
I've traveled a lot, too, but mostly within the States. So I don't have much view on, like, out of country, but how is it different, like, out of country from Guam?
Well, out of country, I'm not a very exciting person, I would say. So I didn't really do a lot of things whenever I traveled. I just kind of looked at the view and such. But I've been to Bali, Japan, Alaska, Hawaii, Let's see. So far, I've mostly traveled the States, but some other islands around the tropics. Kind of the same temperature as Guam, same climate.
Speaking of other, like, kind of like tropical islands as areas, I have been to the Bahamas, and while my trip there was mostly within a resort, it is a very different culture in general there.
Yeah, when I first visited Bali, the first thing I noticed was that they have glass bottles for Coca-Cola. And I thought that was really cool when I was young.
See, in the Bahamas, well, it's not like
In
this in.
Bali.
Oh no, when I went to the Bahamas,
Oh.
it's actually one of the more common things there is people honking their horn. In America, that does not happen. But like in the Bahamas, honking your horn at somebody is the equivalent to saying like hello. It's a common greeting when just passing random people on the road, you just honk at them.
I experienced that someplace as well, but I can't remember where. Might have been the Philippines.
But you've been to the Philippines?
Yep. I visit my cousins there occasionally.
I haven't heard much about the Philippines. I don't know much about it. Could you elaborate a bit for me?
Well, the currency that they use there is pesos, and you can it's actually kind of cheap to live there, I would say. And I really like the food there, especially the bread called pandesal.
So I know pan is the Spanish word for bread. What's the other part of that?
You know, I never translated it, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, is there any other places you would like to visit sometime in the near future?
Well, my family was originally gonna travel to Europe in 2020, but I think we all know what happened during that time.
That doesn't sound like that's a bad way to get a trip canceled.
So I'm still hoping to travel to Europe someday.
I'd love to travel to Europe too. There's a lot of things I could probably do there, like, I don't know, go see a bunch of monuments in London or something, UK. Go to a bunch of different places. Well,
What do I think
thank
of
you for coming. It
Germany?
was nice having you.
Thank you for having me.